Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Gene DeSantis has made a holster himself on his coffee, on his kitchen table for my Chambers gun. It is en route now. Outstanding. Joining me now from somewhere near deep in the heart of Yuma, Arizona, is the biggest writer of the biggest website of its type in the world. The biggest website is Ammoland.com, and the biggest writer at Ammoland is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I'm glad to be here this afternoon.
So, let's looking at this stuff. I'm very interested in Jaleel Stallings.
Oh yeah, that's a really interesting story, and it started back in Minneapolis during the George Floyd protests and riots, what happened, and it's just amazing because we wouldn't have any of this without digital recording of all kinds of stuff. And the police had body cameras on, and Jaleel's attorneys were able to get that camera coverage. And he was there to protest the George Floyd incident. And then he was in a parking lot next to his truck. And somebody said, they're shooting, and ran past him. And he had a concealed carry permit for Minnesota. And he had a Draco pistol, a mini Draco, I think, which is kind of like a really cut-down AK type pistol. And all of a sudden he got hit. He heard, bam, and he sees this unmarked van, and he's hit, and he fires some rounds back just at the ground in front of the van. And then a bunch of police officers jump out of the van, and as soon as he realizes they're police, he puts down his gun and lays flat on the ground. And then in the video, you see the officers run up to him, and they start beating on him and kicking him and, pretty nasty stuff. And he's not doing anything but laying on the ground.
Right.
And this all came out, and there's video of it all. Now, if the officers had announced themselves, if it had been a marked vehicle, he wouldn't have much more to stand on. But because they were just some people in an unmarked van shooting at people, even though they were rubber bullets, it's pretty hard to see how he could know that that would be the case. And he refused to make a plea deal. And he went to a jury trial, and his lawyer was able to get all this video coverage, and he was acquitted on all charges. So then he sued the police department, and just recently, 2 years after the event, he settled for $1.5 million and lawyer's fees. So he actually gets $1.5 million. And as I recall, in settlements like this, it's not subject to income taxes. So he was a truck driver, and he says now he intends to become a political activist. Now the problem is, as I know, you don't make, hardly anybody makes money on political activists.
Unless you're an anti-gunner.
If you can do an extortion racket, you can pull in the money. If you have a sugar daddy like Michael Bloomberg, you can pull in money. But it's not easy to make money if you're on the Second Amendment stuff. Now, if you're Wayne LaPierre, you know, in charge of a big organization like the NRA or something like that, you can make some money. But as an individual, it is very difficult. And he has moved to Texas from Minnesota to prevent retaliation. I think that's a wise move. And he has said that he hopes to help organize and bring gun groups and civil rights groups and police, groups that want to change police culture where it's a problem together. And I think that's a good idea. So, and he is black, by the way. I guess I should mention that.
Right.
And there's a picture of him on the article at the website. It shows him pretty beat up, and he's smiling. When interviewed about the picture, he said, "Well, I was very glad to be alive." And I can understand that. And he has no criminal record, never had a criminal record. So he's just the kind of people I would like to hear more of. And I think this is aberrant behavior, you know, that police don't generally go around in unmarked cars shooting even rubber bullets at people without any warning. You know, that's not acceptable behavior.
Right.
Now, you can say it was a remarkable situation in Minneapolis during those riots, but it's one thing to tell people they have to clear the streets, and another thing just to have a van going around shooting at them with rubber bullets.
Right.
So I think this was a reasonable and laudable outcome, and I hope that we hear more from Jaleel. And he already had a concealed carry permit. He already had a mini Draco. I think I would call him a member in good standing of the gun culture.
Yeah. A mini Draco.
So that's Mini Draco, yes.
Yeah, that's the AK pistol configuration, isn't it? Or it doesn't have a stock on it. It doesn't have a stock on it, right?
There's no stock. It's kind of like an AR pistol, only it looks to me, from what I've seen of them, is they're even more compact than most AR configurations. Because they don't have a buffer tube on them.
Right.
And so that allows them to be a little bit more compact. And, in the intimidation value of something like that is pretty high. And, you know, having a 30-round magazine is another plus. So I can understand why somebody would choose that, particularly as a gun you keep in your truck or something like that. It's not all that easy to conceal on a belt, but I imagine one would fit in a briefcase or a duffel bag or backpack or something like that, or even under a heavy coat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a legal gun. I mean, I just think that most of these cops probably look at that and think, gangbanger.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of AR pistols. And handy.
They are handy. They're very handy. We're coming up on the first break. This article was published June 22nd at amaland.com. And Dean has a archive there. And all of these, by the way, are either historically relevant or the subject matter is something that still means something today. So there is no, like, time period on his stuff. Well over 2,000 plus articles waiting for you there now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
And
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Let's go ahead and get this out of the way before we move on to the other low-hanging fruit that you haven't had a chance to write about just yet. But let's talk about the gun buyback opportunity, or is it an opportunity to buy guns inexpensively in Fort Worth, Texas, and who put this together?
Yeah, well, it's kind of weird because what I see happening, and these used to be much more popular than they are now, but there's been a fair amount of research and academic efforts and a fair amount of activism with these things, and of course, buyback is a Orwellian term because the police didn't own these guns. The government didn't own these guns. They're not buying back anything. They are accepting guns that are being turned in, and some of them they pay a little bit of money for. And so it's really a gun turn-in instead of a gun buyback. And what happened is about 8 years ago, 6 years ago, people started realizing that this was an opportunity to pick up some pretty good guns at pretty low prices. Most of the people who turn guns in at these events don't know anything about guns. They got the guns because they inherited them from somebody who died, either their husband or an uncle or an aunt, something like that, and they don't know anything about guns. And they don't want to take the trouble to take them to a gun show where they would sell them very quickly or to take them to a dealer or to advertise them online or in a newspaper, and they're fearful. Many of them are very fearful of guns, and so they see an advertisement for a gun buyback where they'll get a little bit of money for this gun that they don't know anything about.
Right.
And a lot of the guns that get turned in are, you know, inexpensive 22s or single-shot shotguns. But then you find, you know, people turning in this nice Charles Daly double that they don't know anything about. Or they turn in a Model 70 Winchester in 30-06 with a decent scope on it. And all they're going to get for those things are $100. Well, they're worth a lot more than that. It's hard to find any working gun that is worth less than $100 now. So that's probably the biggest component of the people who take guns to these events, or people who have a gun around the house that they inherited, don't know anything about. Some of those, sadly, are where, you know, maybe their girlfriend, boyfriend had a breakup and one of them left a rifle in the other's place, and they think, well, this is a good chance to get some of that money that person owes me or whatever. Had a Phoenix buyback, somebody turned in a very nice AR, and somebody paid $200 for it, and they thought they were getting a very good deal, I recall. And then you have some of the antiques, something that's been in the family for a long time, you know. And you know, occasionally you see a Webley revolver or some of the more rare antiques that are worth a fair amount of money. Now, the other significant bunch of people you have that turn in firearms at these events are those where they know something about guns, and the gun is worn out or broken, doesn't work, needs parts, you know, sometimes works some of the time. I turned in one of those 2 years back, and they're not worth the $100 that the police are going to give out in a gift card of some kind. So the gun might be only worth $50, and they get $100 for it. So that's another big chunk. And then you have a few, and I think it's a much smaller number, of people who are ideologically motivated. And they have a gun somehow, and they want to turn it in to show that guns are bad. And even if the gun is a Colt Python 2.5-inch that's worth $4,000 because it's in pristine condition, they won't take $2,000 for it. They want to turn it into the police for $50, like they did in Tucson on one sad occasion.
Make sure it's turned into a plowshare, right? That kind of thing.
Make sure it's destroyed. They wanted it destroyed. And I'm going, this is a work of art. you know. But it's their gun. They get to do what they want with it. Eventually, we changed the law so that guns that were turned in at events like that in Arizona then had to be sold through dealers for the public benefit.
Right.
There are several other states that have done that. Texas doesn't have any prohibition on private individuals purchasing guns. And so I'm thinking that at this Fort Worth event, which starts on the 27th, which is a Monday, that's kind of odd. Most of these are on the weekend. And this goes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It's almost like they want to exclude anybody who actually works from showing up.
Hmm.
Kind of weird, you know, that way. Most of them, like I said, are on the weekends. But the word is getting out there, and I think there are going to be people outside with signs saying, cash for a gun. We pay more. And what almost always happens at these events is the people who are sponsoring them run out of money. Because there's enough people with relatively inexpensive guns that will take $100 for them that they run out of money. And
right.
When they run out of money, then somebody who's walking around with a sign says, cash for your gun, and somebody drives up, sorry, we don't have any cash, but no more cash left. I mean, no more gift cards. Police aren't handing out gift cards. Oh, well, gee, how much are you giving me for this gun? I want to get rid of it. I got a very nice little .22 rifle, an antique. It was a sister rifle to one I had spent my youth learning to shoot with. And the guy drove up in a red Corvette. And, it was a convertible. And people said, they're out of cards. Heck, well, how much? Somebody give me something for this rifle? And I recognized it. I'll give you $40 that sold. And it took me a little bit of gunsmithing. I could see why you wanted to get rid of it. The action and trigger needed a little work. But I, having had one, I knew they were capable of a very nice use. And so I put in a couple hours, and now it's, a treasured possession.
Right.
So, but that's what happens at these things. And they're fun. I have to say, the ones I've been to, and I've been to quite a few, are just fun because the people you meet who are willing to pay cash for guns are some of the most interesting, friendly people you will ever see.
Hang on for me right there. Coming up on the break, talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
They didn't limit it. They simply took it away. That's never been done to a right so important to so many Americans. But they did it.
President Joe Biden reacting to the Supreme Court overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that first recognized a constitutional right to abortion. The reaction from Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt a little bit different on Friday.
I'm proud to be called America's most pro-life governor. And today we are here to celebrate a lot of hard work.
Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming all have trigger laws that practically ban abortion that now go into effect since Roe has been overturned. You're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken meets with Germany's foreign minister in Berlin. Blinken defending the sanctions Western countries imposed on Russia following its invasion of Ukraine, saying they're not to blame for a shortage of grain and food across the world.
The sanctions that we've imposed on Russia collectively and with many other countries exempt food, exempt food products, exempt fertilizers, exempt insurers, exempt shippers.
President Biden will attend a G7 summit in Germany next week to further discuss the response regarding Russia's military aggression in Ukraine. Online review company Yelp is shutting down its offices in New York, Chicago, and Washington, D.C., saying the future of work at Yelp is remote. Yelp's CEO saying all three offices are constantly underutilized and that the vast majority of employees prefer working from home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, and so...
Well, let me add a little bit about this gun turn-in. They also accept, that's interesting, ammunition. They won't pay you anything for it. And I find that laughable with the prices for ammunition that are today. So sometimes you can get really good deals on ammunition at these things as well. And the one at Phoenix a few years ago that I mentioned, I bought 500 rounds of 12-gauge Dove ammunition for $2 a 25-round box. And, you know, I'm still shooting those. So, you know, pay attention to ammunition, and very often there's some accessories that show up. Certainly gun cases are common. And a lot of these guns may have a scope on them or some other equipage that is included as people want to clean out the house of everything related to guns.
Yeah. Well, I look at some of these gun buybacks. I look at some of these gun buybacks and I think to myself, well, this is a it's the presumptuous thing, and at the same time, don't sometimes in some locales not the police try to chase people off that are trying to, hey, yes. you're going to sell that gun?
Indeed. Yes, indeed. And where we see these events hanging on, I'm surprised to see one in Texas again, frankly, because it's perfectly legal for people to buy guns privately and to sell guns privately in Texas. But there are a few states that have made it basically illegal to sell guns privately. California, for example. I mean, they call it a private sale, but you have to go to a government-approved gun store and have your sale approved by the government in order to sell it. That doesn't sound very private to me. And then there are a few other states like that. I think Massachusetts. Well, I don't know for sure Massachusetts or some New York, I think is one. Anyway, but in Texas, it really is a private sale. You know, here, I have this gun. Oh, well, I have money. Let's make an exchange. Everybody's happy. Now, to make it more palatable to people who don't know much about the law, I suggest if you have a concealed carry license, have it with you and say, see, I have a concealed carry license. This certifies I am a good guy, law-abiding, I don't have a felony record, and you can sell it to me with no problem whatsoever. And occasionally, I have seen a couple of dealers show up at these events and purchase guns from people who wish to sell them, and they get more money than the police would have given them, and sometimes the dealers get very good deals. So that is always a potential, and for those who just want to go and have a good time, when you go and hold up a sign, cash for guns, it destroys the propaganda value of the event to those who want to disarm us. Because, in my opinion, the main purpose of these events is to send a message, and that message is, guns are bad. Turn them in to the police. Whereas somebody there with a sign and cash says, guns are good. I pay cash. And it kind of, they even each other out, and you don't have, a lot of money is spent by people who don't like guns, and some of it ends up putting nice guns in your pocket, or yeah, your trunk, or your living room, or gun safe, wherever you put your gun.
What do you think the actual numbers work out to be for these buybacks? I mean, it can't be anything of any note. I mean,
you're gonna have to explain what number you're talking about, because there's lots of numbers.
How many do they take in? How many guns they take?
Well, it varies. I've seen them where they struggle to get 20. You know, they might have 5 or 6 sometimes. I've seen them that low. And then I've seen them, like the one I was talking about in Phoenix, where they took in 2,000 guns, and there were probably another 2,000 that were purchased on the street. So, this one in Texas, I'll go way out on a limb and say they might end up with between 100 and 200.
Right. But that's still, that's not even really a dent.
It's meaningless in terms of preventing guns. Problems with guns. It doesn't do anything about that. There have been numerous studies. All kinds of academics have written about it, and they say, look, this, we're spending a bunch of resources here that doesn't really have any measurable effect on gun crime committed with guns, or you can't measure it. The only study I've found, well, there's actually two of them now. There were two studies. One, just a fantastic, large study. They looked at gun buybacks, and they looked specifically at buybacks in numerous cities over a couple of decades, and they did all kinds of regression analysis and everything, and the only thing they could find, and it was a very small effect, and that was that the crime rate with guns went up a little bit for about 2 weeks after one of these events.
Went up,
yeah. And that was about the only statistically significant thing they could find. It did not lower the crime rate. It didn't change the suicide rate. It just didn't have any particular effect. Now, there's a very similar study that's not exactly the same, but it's kind of similar. And it was out of, performed in California and Texas. And they weren't looking at gun turn-in events. I hate to use that term buyback because it's Orwellian. But they were looking at gun shows. And in California, the gun shows are super heavily regulated. You can't actually buy a gun at the show. The guns are all locked down. It's hard to pick one up. If you do decide that you would like to buy a gun at the show, then you have to make a deal to go to a dealer, and it takes an extra like 2 weeks now to pick up a gun from one of those shows. Don't quote me on that because I might be off. But the point is, it's super heavily regulated, and it's very hard to actually buy and sell a gun at a gun shop. And they compared those to Texas. In Texas, you have a gun show, you pay your money, you walk in. If you have a gun and somebody says, I want it, well, you pay cash. You know, they give you cash, you give them the gun, and that's it. They didn't find any effect with the California gun shows.
Right.
But if you looked at the Texas gun show, homicide rate went down when there was a gun show in town, and it persisted for about 2 weeks. So you actually had a lowering of homicides when gun shows were around in Texas. And they weren't regulated hardly at all. But in California, where they're regulated very heavily, the effect did not show up.
Right. Okay, we're coming up on the next break, and Dean has been riding for quite a moment. He has quite
over 2,000
over 2,000 articles at AmmoLab. But what, do you think it's over 4,000 articles altogether now?
It's I think the last they said it was about 3,700.
3,700 articles at various. You probably need to put up a website and just have the Dean Weingarten archive.
Yeah, maybe I should. It's a lot of work. And I'm trying to get more out. I've got now. I'll tell people if you've got a moment. I've got a series of fair articles.
Let's talk about that in the next segment. Then you hang on for me. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking to Dean Weingarten, and we've been talking about stuff he's written here lately, and now let's talk about stuff he hasn't got to just yet. So everything changed for us Thursday, huh?
Oh, it certainly did. And, of course, we've been expecting a decision, an opinion from the court for years. And this is the first, first major decision in about 11 years. Now, I would say that we did have an important decision in Catano versus Massachusetts a few years ago, but it's not of the magnitude of this. But they fit together very well, and Justice Thomas, in writing the opinion that was published 2 days ago now, no, it was just yesterday, wasn't it? He referred to the Catano decision in his opinion on the New York Rifle and Pistol Association case. And it's the reverberations from this case are going to be bouncing around for a generation or more, and until things settle out. And the opinion is 135 pages long. And I've read it, and I was very impressed with Justice Thomas. He did an excellent job. I think he pushed the envelope as far as the other justices were allowing it to be pushed. And it was a 6-3 decision, which is a good solid decision. It's not just the edge of your seat decision, 5-4. Although those are just as valid, but having it 6-3 means it's much harder to overturn. And it clarified, it not only said that, yes, you have a right to bear arms outside the home, which when you think about it, the idea that you didn't have a right to bear arms outside the home is laughable on it. Are we supposed to believe that bearing arms means, you know, as I think Justice Thomas said, carrying a gun from the kitchen to the bedroom? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But the other side has tried to denigrate the Second Amendment and define it into irrelevancy, and they have not succeeded. And I think part of that is that people have started to realize over about the last 20 to 30 years that the limitations the Constitution puts on the government are important and were put there for a reason. And the idea that giving government total power is a bad one. Governments have to be limited or they do a lot of very bad things. And it's this progressive idea that really started being pushed around the turn of the century. Well, I mean, 1900, so a little over 100 years ago, that governments only do wonderful things and give them all the power and they'll do all these wonderful things that we want them to do. Well, that turned out to be a very bad idea. But that's the philosophy that has been in our courts and in our legislative halls for close to 100 years, but I would say it's really gotten big after FDR and then again after about 1965. And so what we're finding out is that doesn't work very well. The government gets so big that it takes away the things you want to be able to do.
Right.
And we now have this administrative state that thinks they're much more powerful, and in some ways they are, than the legislature or the executive branch or the judiciary, and they have their own judiciary, they have their own executives, they make their own rules. And in the last 2 days, we now have, for the first time, I would say, in over 85 years, a majority of the court which actually is willing to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States as written. And I would call them originalists and textualists, and this is the first time in about 85 years or a little more where we have a majority of the Supreme Court on that. Because for the last, well, it has been, we started to get people on the court who are willing to uphold the Constitution, I would say, with Thomas and Scalia, perhaps. But it took a while, and it took President Trump until we got to where we have a majority on the court of them. And even now, we have three justices on the court who resolutely oppose the Constitution in their wording. And if you read the, in their writing, I guess would be a better way to put it, if you read the dissent on the New York rifle and pistol case, it is bizarre. Essentially, Justice Breyer says there's no limits on the Constitution that we can't overrule as justices. That, you know, we have the power and the right to change the Constitution any way we want. I'll read his words. And they're a little different, but they say the same thing. He's talking about the opinion. It refuses to consider the government's interests that justify a challenged gun regulation, regardless of how compelling those interests may be. The Constitution contains no such limitation, and neither do our precedents. He is echoing a building block of progressive thought that the Constitution, the limitations on government power are an impediment to good government, and justices and judges should always find a way to get around them if they think the government can do something better if it's not limited by the Constitution. And that's not the philosophy the Constitution was based upon.
Well, I guess why do we need these? Why do we need these justices in the first place? Based upon Breyer's assessment.
Oh yeah, well, I've got an answer for that.
Sure.
And the answer is because they think they're a lot smarter and better than us, and they need to be able to tell us what to do.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, when you get out there and one of the things they've always been talking about with the Second Amendment was there was 200 years of precedent where there was no individual right conveyed by it all.
That may be
that it was never challenged and put into court, because the first Supreme Court case that I know of was 1939 with the Miller case. Am I right about that?
Well, there were a couple other cases, but they generally said there was an individual right, but that the case was, maybe it was a state case, and the court said the Second Amendment only applies to the federal government, or it was a state case, and they said we have to amend our Constitution to do this, and then later on they amended it. But, or, for the most part, there weren't any federal laws that
right.
infringed on the Second Amendment.
Right, right.
You can't get a case against, to show the Second Amendment is valid until you have something to rule against.
The other thing is that, like, I saw where Andrew Cuomo got out there and said, we're now back to 1910. Now we're back to 1910, which that's great. Because you could buy a submachine gun at the Ace Hardware store, and we wouldn't have Pelosi or Maxine Waters or any of the or Kamala Harris, because women weren't allowed to vote till 1920.
Wow, we did all that with this decision. Wow, that would be incredible. We did move back. I don't know we're back that far, but
we're running out of time just because we're giddy with excitement. You want to be around here on Tuesday?
I intend to be.
Very good, sir. All right. Well, you have a good weekend. Thank you for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. And we finish with this high note for the. I don't remember the last time we got to do this. So remember this: it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.